Ain't nobody joined
Long
yet.
Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're correct.
We don't really use that song. We used a bunch of songs down there, but I was going to ask y'all something, and I forgot what it was.
Okay,
I was going to ask you something, but I don't forgot.
Oh, okay.
Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm
birthday
good.
Vacation lady.
Yeah, Lord, I'm living in heaven.
All right. All right.
Okay, Auntie Dot, good evening.
Good evening.
All righty.
And
David. Auntie Betty, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good
evening. Okay. And my girlfriend, Gail, is listening in with us today.
All right.
Go ahead.
Good evening.
Hello, Gail.
Hello.
All right.
Good evening.
Okay. We have Brother Huber, Mother May, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, and myself. So let's go ahead and get started, and hopefully we'll have a few more people join. Auntie Dot, did I have you playing 1 Kings 20?
Yeah.
All righty.
Sister Shirley won't be on, Angela.
Okay, yeah, Mom told me she was taking some medication.
Yes.
There were 32 kings with him, and horses, and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria, and warned him. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city, and said unto him, Thus saith Ben-Hadad, Thy silver and thy gold is mine, thy wives also, and thy children, even the goodliest, are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine, and all that I have. And the messengers came again and said, Thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, Although I have sent unto thee, saying, Thou shalt deliver me thy silver and thy gold and thy wives and thy children, yet I will send my servants unto thee tomorrow about this time, and they shall search thine house and the houses of thy servants, and it shall be that whatsoever is pleasant in thine eyes, they shall put it in their hand and take it away. Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land, and said, Mark, I pray you, and see how this man seeketh mischief. For he sent unto me for my wives, and for my children, and for my silver, and for my gold, and I denied him not. And all the elders and all the people said unto him, Hearken not unto him, nor consent. Wherefore he said unto the messengers of Ben-Hadad, Tell my lord the king, All that thou didst send for to thy servant at the first I will do, but this thing I may not do. And the messengers departed and brought him word again. And Ben-Hadad sent unto him and said, The gods do so unto me, and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for handfuls for all the people that follow me. And the king of Israel answered and said, Tell him, Let not him that girdeth on his harness boast himself as he that putteth it off. And it came to pass, when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he was drinking, he and the kings in the pavilions, that he said unto his servants, Set yourselves in array. And they set themselves in array against the city. And behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Hast thou seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into thine hand this day, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. And Ahab said, By whom? And he said, Thus saith the Lord, even by the young men of the princes of the provinces. Then he said, Who shall order the battle? And he answered, Thou. Then he numbered the young men of the princes of the provinces, and they were 232. And after them he numbered all the people, even all the children of Israel, being 7,000. And they went out at noon, but Ben-Hadad was drunk in the pavilions, he and the kings, and 32 kings that helped him. And the young men of the princes of the provinces first. And Ben-Hadad sent out, and they told him, saying, There are men come out of Samaria. And he said, Whether they be come out for peace, take them alive, or whether they be come out for war, take them alive. So these young men of the princes of the provinces came out of the city, and the army which followed them. And they slew every one his man. And the Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them, and Ben-Hadad the king of Syria escaped on an horse with the horsemen. And the king of Israel went out, and smote the horses and chariots, and slew the Syrians with a great slaughter. And the prophet came to the king of Israel, and said unto him, Go, strengthen thyself, and mark, and see what thou doest. For at the return of the year, the king of Syria will come up against thee. And the servant of the king of Syria said unto him, Their gods are the gods of the hills, therefore they were stronger than we. But let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. And do this thing, the kings away, every man out of his place, and put captains in their rooms. And number thee an army, like the army that thou hast lost, horse for horse, and chariot for chariot, and we will fight against them in the plain. And surely we will be stronger than they. And he hearkened unto their voice, and did so. And it came to pass, at the return of the year, that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians, and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. And the children of Israel were numbered, and were all present, and went against them. And the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids. But the Syrians filled the country. And there came a man of God, and spake unto the king of Israel, and said, Thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, The Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this multitude into thine hand. Ye shall know that I am the Lord. And they pitched one over against the other 7 days. And so it was, that in the seventh day the battle was joined. And the children of Israel slew with the Syrians 100,000 footmen in 1 day. But the rest fled to Aphek into the city. And there a wall fell upon 7,000 of the men that were left. And Ben-Hadad fled, and came into the city, into an inner chamber. And his servants said unto him, Behold now, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Let us, I pray thee, put sackcloth on our loins, and ropes upon our heads, and go out to the king of Israel. Peradventure he will save thy life. So they girded sackcloth on their loins, and put ropes on their heads, and came to the king of Israel, and said, Thy servant Ben-Hadad saith, I pray thee, let me live. And he said, Is he yet alive? He is my brother. Now the men did diligently observe whether anything would come from him, and did hastily catch it. And they said, Thy brother Ben-Hadad. Then he said, Go ye, bring him. Then Ben-Hadad came forth to him, and he caused him to come up into the chariot. And Ben-Hadad said unto him, The cities which my father took from thy father I will restore, and thou shalt make streets for thee in Damascus, as my father made in Samaria. Then said Ahab, I will send thee away with this covenant. So he made a covenant with him, and sent him away. And a certain man of the sons of the prophets said unto his neighbor in the word of the Lord, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man refused to smite him. Then said he unto him, Because thou hast not obeyed the voice of the Lord, behold, as soon as thou art departed from me, a lion shall slay thee. And as soon as he was departed from him, a lion found him, and slew him. Then he found another man, and said, Smite me, I pray thee. And the man smote him, so that in smiting he wounded him. So the prophet departed, and waited for the king by the way, and disguised himself with ashes upon his face. And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king, and he said, Thy servant went out into the midst of the battle, and behold, a man turned aside, and brought a man unto me, and said, Keep this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life, or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. And the king of Israel said unto him, So shall thy judgment be. Thyself hast decided it. And he hasted and took the ashes away from his face. And the king of Israel discerned him that he was of the prophets. And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, because thou hast let go out of thy hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction, therefore thy life shall go for his life, and thy people for his people. And the king of Israel went to his house heavy and displeased, and came to Samaria.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that plan of the word, 1 Kings 20, Auntie Dot. All righty. We didn't have any more callers, so we're going to go ahead and get into our program. So I just want to welcome everybody to the Nellum Family and Friends weekly program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. We have the opening prayer that's going to be led by Mother May. If you can go forward, Mom.
Okay. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for everyone that on this line, and we ask our blessing to be for this line. And we grant that we are planted more deeply in your word. May we refresh and nourishment that our life will be fruitful and that we may glorify you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Beautiful opening prayer, Mother. We're going to go ahead and start the program off with our first worship song. I Won't Go Back. I believe it's by William McDowell. So I'm going to go ahead and play that. You're on hearing.
You guys hear it okay?
No, we don't hear it at all. No, still not anything.
We're gonna have to skip the song. We ain't doing it right.
Thank you. Amen.
Oh. Amen.
Amen. We can. Come on.
Amen, amen.
Yes.
Amen. Can y'all hear me?
No, we can hear you.
We hear you. We didn't hear none of the song.
Oh, Lord, I could have forgot to turn the speaker back on. Y'all didn't say nothing.
Yeah, we did. We were calling you.
I still can hear. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We over here enjoying
all
the
right.
heck out of it.
We know.
It was loud.
We could hear that much.
Hey, y'all, you heard her.
Well, we apologize. I guess I needed that little laugh. All righty. Well, we're going to go on. We apologize. Y'all sat there in silence. Well, let's go ahead with our program, either or. We can go ahead and go with our program today, but before we do, I just want to share with you that thinking about, Loretta and I have kind of talked about this before she was out sick. We were thinking about kind of shifting the show a little bit, and just mainly from the perspective that when you come on with your verses or whatever it is you want to share, kind of give a summary either before or after, you know, the meaning of what you're talking about. just so we can connect to, you know, what it is we want to walk away with that particular verse? Would that be a problem for anyone?
No.
Oh, okay. And it, it can either be a commentary or it can just be a quick little what the meaning of the verse is. And that way we just kind of have an idea of, you know, what is it that we want to utilize as we move into our new week. You don't have to do it today, just kind of something to be thinking about it. You don't have to do it, but just kind of shifting where that we're getting a deeper understanding of what we're sharing with one another. Okay. I'm going to start us off with Brother Hubert. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of the Book of Psalms, Psalm 56.
Okay.
Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me. All day long they press their attack. My slanders presume me all day long. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I'm afraid, I will trust in you, in God, whose words I praise. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? All day long, they twist my words. They are always plotting to harm me. They conspire. They look. They watch my steps, eager to take my life. Amen.
This, Amen.
Yes, yes. This passage is telling us how, despite of what coming against us, or whatever battle we're in, we can have confidence in God. For God will protect us, and God will shield us from all kind of attacks in our lives. Thanks for the showing a method of grace and mercy. And we thank him for that.
Amen. All right. Johnny on the spot, Hubert. Good job. Thank you for that. All right. Psalms 56. Thanks for sharing. Next, we have Mother May. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Proverbs 29, and the shepherd is saying, sign of hope. Proverbs 29 began by telling us that a man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will certainly be destroyed without remedy. Or, as the old folk used to say, a hard head makes for a soft behind. Verse 25. Verse 25 reminds us that we must not put our trust in the rules of this world, but in the Lord. What does this have to do with us as African Americans? Today we see many young men and women committing violent crimes, dropping out of school and being involved with illegal drugs. They are despicable to parents, authority figures, and women. We also see those who are waiting to destroy our children. We see our youth following the wrong kind of leader, including members of gangs. Yet if we look around us, we see signs of hope. We see fathers taking back their home and community and discipline their own children. We see a million men marching for leadership, justice, and the opportunity to nurture and correct their own. We see local community with mentor, torture, and self-help programs. In large cities, we see fathers patrolling crack and heroin infested areas, claiming victory in the name of children who have been killed as a result of drug-related violence. We can save our children by providing good leadership in our community, school, and churches. As a community of faith, we have the responsibility to nurture, to train, to discipline, and to correct our children. Proverbs 29:15 says, "The rod of correction impart wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother." Verse 17 also tells us, "Discipline your son, and he will give you peace. He will bring delight to your soul." We must return to the foundation that have made us strong, our faith in God and our request for justice. Now, this is telling us how we should be good to our children by teaching them about the Lord, getting them on the Lord's side instead of just letting them run wild, because they run into all kind of problems when they just loose. So we just got to go back to the old landmark of teaching our children about who God is and what he can do for each one of us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Proverbs 29, Bonds of Hope. Thank you so much. Next I have Auntie Betty. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm going to do the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He let me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside the peaceful stream. He renewed my strength. He guided me along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the dark valley, I will not be afraid, for he are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepared a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. My cup overflowed with blessings. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is our good shepherd, and when we follow God, our shepherd, he will guide us, and we can be content and know that he is God, and he is the high priest, and he loves us all. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for the Psalm 23, Auntie Betty. All righty. Gail, did you want to share anything this evening? All righty, she passed. Next, we have Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm coming from Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, "Lord, teach us to pray." And John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, "When ye pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sin, for we forgive everyone that is indebted unto us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." And he said unto them, "Which of you shall have a friend and shall go into him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For the friend of the name of the journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he said, from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed, and I cannot give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importance, he will rise and give him many as he feeds. This is telling us that we should pray and glorify God first before we start asking for stuff. And if we have anything that our neighbor needs, we should give it to them, not send them back so they can come back another day. We should share all our things to the people that need those. So we just, God just want us to be on earth just like it is in heaven, sharing, caring, and loving.
Amen. I'm sorry, Auntie Carrie, what book did you come out of?
Luke chapter 11, one through eight.
Eight, all righty. Okay, thank you. That was beautiful, sharing, caring, and loving. And next we have Auntie Dot. You have any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of Hebrews chapter 13. I'm going to read verse 17 to 21. Obey your rulers. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself, for they watch for you, for your soul, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For this is unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live humbly. But I beseech you, the rather to do this, that I may be restored to you, sooner. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead out from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the Lord, the great shepherd of the Lord's sheep, though the blood of the everlasting covenant made you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you which is well pleased in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom we glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Hebrews 13 on T.17-21.
Yeah.
Obey your rule. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. Okay, well, that completes our first round. So what we're going to do is go into our sick and shut-in. So before we start, are there any names I need to add to the list or remove to the list? Sister Shirley is already on there, so she's still there. Is there anybody else I need to add or remove?
Hubert Lowe.
What's wrong with Hubert? I'm going to stop taking these Lowe's off.
Don't take them off.
You know,
he's been on the weather
all
week.
Are you missing me, Hubert? Okay.
I have to admit, it is a bit quiet around here with doctors.
Oh, I don't know if that's good or bad.
You just going to let it be.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do something a little bit different because I don't have my normal cheat sheet that I have. I'm just going to say the names of all of our servants that are ill right now, and then I'm going to say the prayer that I've chosen. So we still have Sister Loretta on our list. We have James Richardson, Tamisha, Sylvia Ball, Tangi, Jackie, Joseph, Caroline, Marianne Lowe. I have Brian and Afia on there for their new union. Just continue to keep them in prayer. my grandsons, Tramar, Nasir, and Jameer, just for just renewing their minds and strengthening their minds and not to be much of the world. And then I have Jimmy Simmons, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, and the Lowe family is going to stay on here forever. And also I have Mary Lowe, which is different from Mary Ann Lowe. And then we got Hubert. All right?
Amen.
So you bow your heads for the prayer. Dear Lord of mercy and Father of comfort, you are the one we turn to for help in moments of weakness and times of need. We ask you to be with our servants in their illness. Psalms 107:20 says that you send out your word and heal. So then please send your healing word to your servants that we just mentioned, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Just drive out all infirmity and sickness from his body. And dear Lord, we ask you to turn their weaknesses into strength, their suffering into compassion, their sorrow into joy, and their pain into comfort and comfort for others. And may your servants just trust in you for your goodness and hope in your faithfulness, even in the middle of their suffering. Father God, let them be filled with patience and joy in your presence as he waits for your healing touch. Please restore your servants to full health, Father. Remove all fear and doubt from their heart by the power of your Holy Spirit. And may you, Lord, be glorified through their lives. As you heal and renew your servants, Lord, may they be blessed and praise you. And all of this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Alrighty. Okay. Now we are going to acknowledge birthdays for October 9th through October 15th. I have October 10th. Auntie Dot, is it Maddie?
Who?
Do you have a grandchild by the name of Maddie?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, October 10th, I have Maddie. On October 13th, I have Amira. On October the 14th, we have Michael Varner. And on October the 15th, I have Gary and Freddie Williams Jr. Is that correct?
Yes.
Amen. All righty, let's see who I have. Okay, Auntie Betty, look like I haven't seen you sing the song in a while. Would you do us the honor?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all of God's children. Happy birthday to you and many more. Happy birthday, everybody.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for that beautiful version of birthday greetings. All righty, so now we're back to the second part of our program, and this is where we dedicate time for testimonies, poems, songs, or just a praise report. So I'd like to start off with Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay. Mother May.
Well, I just want to tell everybody I thank them for the prayers. My daughter, keep it up, and I just pray everybody for, let's keep praying for her to get her strength back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. All right, thank you, Mom. Next, I have Auntie Betty. Any good news, your poems or testimonies you'd like to share this evening?
I pass.
Okay. Sister Gail?
Okay.
You pass again. Brother Hubert?
Well, I hope you had a happy birthday, Sister Angela. And wish you a happy birthday again, belated. I wish that you also enjoy yourself while you're there. You seem to be having a lot of fun. See, I'm kind of jealous. But it's all good when God keeping us all healthy and strength to move around every day, wake up every day, close in our right mind, and be able to keep moving forward. This program has meant a lot to me and probably going to mean a lot to a lot of others as we continue on with our program. And I feel grateful to say that I am glad you brought up the new,
format.
Yes, the new format. Thank you. The new format that you expressed to us. So with all those good things, again, I want to thank the Lord for watching over my sister Loretta also. I don't have much to say, but enough is enough. And God says is enough.
Amen. I'm going to go last. I'm going to let thank you so much for sharing, Hubert. And just to kind of piggyback on what you said, we can all just invite a family member to join us every once in a while, and hopefully they will see the value of this line. I think the biggest thing that I love the most is to hear the laughter and the voices from my family. And knowing in the voice, you know that everything's all right. So I like that. So thank you, Hubert, for sharing that. Auntie Dot, you have anything you would like to share with us?
No, not really. I just want to let everybody know I did enjoy you when you came over Friday. And we had a good time. And everybody enjoyed it. At least all of my family did get to see you. And that was a blessing.
Even the dog enjoyed her.
Yeah, all three of the dogs.
But, Auntie Dot, my jaw finally unlocked from laughing so much over there. I enjoyed you guys too.
Yeah, I'm glad. At least you got to one of them out the house.
Yes. It was good to see all of them, and even talking to DeMarcus on the phone. I didn't see him face to face, but I saw him on the phone. Tony sneaked over there. I surely didn't expect that. So and it was beautiful to see your beautiful, loving family.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go, and I am just going to continue to share what a wonderful birthday that I have. And I do thank my friend Gail for making this happen. It was something that was much needed just to kind of refresh, renew, and just reflect on life itself. Just being in her beautiful home is just a blessing in itself. And I'm sitting up every morning drinking my coffee and getting my bagels that she done turned me on to. And I'm looking in this place and it's got so many sitting rooms. I couldn't decide which sitting room to sit in and have my coffee there. So I just stood up and looked at everything. And then this morning I got a chance to go out on the back and sit in the swing. It was just beautiful. It's just been a wonderful time. And last night we went to see a play, which is something we used to do a lot, watch the live plays and stuff and things. So we went to see a play by the name of Sugar Baby.
Sunset Baby.
So that was really nice. Got a chance to see Cheryl and her daughter and their family that lives out here in Snailville.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen Cheryl's I guess I actually saw her at Mr. Gentle's funeral, but didn't really get a chance to spend time with them. But so that was kind of nice. Usually I come here, I see everybody. Amen. But it really has been a wonderful trip. And sometimes you just don't realize how you have to disconnect so that you can reconnect. And that's how I feel right now. And then the last thing that I did want to share was that Gail and I went out to yesterday to a women's program at Bishop Dale Bronner's church. And I listened to him all the time in the mornings on my way to work. Didn't want to get up and go see him this morning, but man, that's a ride. So we didn't go back out there. But we had an opportunity to participate in the Women's Day program, and I found it so ironic, and all I can say is, but God, because it actually was a continuation and a finalization of what my co-pastor had been preaching about on Proverbs 31, the godly woman, and they kind of summed it all up in talking about the value of a woman, and it was really a wonderful program. I'll share more details on the next call, but just wanted to let you all know that that just kind of was another highlight of my trip as well, just to see how God is still working in my life. So thank you guys so much for sharing of yourselves, and I got a chance to talk to Auntie Betty and talk to Auntie Carrie. So it's just been a wonderful experience.
Amen.
So the next thing we have on the agenda actually is to assign parts for next week. We have 1 Kings 21. When does that book end? I think I wrote it.
Another week.
One more week. Yeah, 22. So do we have anyone who's going to be willing to read or play the 1 Kings 21? Verse
21.
What's that?
I do it.
Auntie Dot?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do we have a volunteer for the opening court? Huh?
Oh, Sister Shirley said put her down for opening prayer.
Okay. And then I have the closing prayer. Any volunteers?
I do.
That's Auntie Carrie, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys joining in and helping through that process. All righty. Before we go into the last song, which is going to be, it's called Famous For, but it's talking about God, what you are famous for, and it's by Tyron Wells. But before I start playing that song, does anyone have anything else they want to share?
Do you? You gave had you talk to Loretta? Give us an update on her.
I talked to her Friday. She was feeling a little tired Friday, but I understand Mom talked to her yesterday and she sounded better. So she's still having her ups and downs, days where she has strength, and then some days she's just weak and tired. So we're just going to continue to pray that she is getting stronger each day. And I think the more that we can kind of help with those meals and things that will help relieve her concerns, I think, you know, that's another thing that's probably aggravating her illness, but just kind of finding her some peace. But she is doing, she's hanging in there, all we can really say. She's, you know, doing better each day. We just take one day at a time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. All righty. So we're going to try it again. This time, I think what I did, I muted a couple of people because usually we get background noise, but this time I'm not. Let me know if you guys don't hear it. Is that the right one? It's let me see if I can see it. It's
a memo
girl.
That's with Gina.
Let me see. Hold on. Sorry, guys. Give me a second. She's trying to help me out here. It don't really matter. You can go ahead and play that one. Is it the other
one? Jean Johnson or?
Blonde hair lady?
This is Aquaria.
Oh, why is not showing up? Hey, my guys. Now I want to act goofy. King Joseph, that's it. Is Gina and Christy.
There's no doubt, 'cause I have seen your face. My fortress, over and over. I have a hope found in your name, and I have a strength found in your grace. Your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. Make way through the water, walk me through the fire. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shut the mouth of the lion, bring trouble to the life. Do what you are famous for, what you are famous for.
Angela's not playing.
Can you hear it now?
No, it keeps going in and out.
Is that better? No.
No, no. We having technical difficulty with the music. No, we can't.
Oh, you can't
it's
hear
it?
Static.
Oh. No, it's a lot of static.
Oh, okay. Hold
and it's going in and out.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have been enjoying the heck out of it. You'll try it again.
Hi, Google. Play Tron Williams, famous for I Believe. Do it again on YouTube.
Sure. Famous for I Believe. Do it again. Live by Torin Wells. Here it is on YouTube Music.
Can y'all hear it now?
No. They're doing the same thing.
Okay.
It's my phone then. It won't come through my phone, so I apologize. Well, we'll let the music go this weekend. I'm not gonna keep you guys much longer. Let me go ahead and do the closing prayer. Okay. Lord, where do I start? Father, we want to thank you for being with us throughout this meeting, and we appreciate that you came into our presence in this place from the start to the end, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, let what we discuss bear fruit in our lives and in other people. Don't allow the enemy to steal what we have been taught from our heart. Father God, we ask that you cover us with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and show us how to use the information that we learned this evening for your glory, Father God. And may your name be praised greatly for giving us good health to gather here. May your praise be continually in our mouth. Bless everyone that is here. Bless their families. Lord, let your face shine upon them. Lord, where we drifted and said things that do not bring glory to your name, we ask you to forgive us, Father God. And as we leave this place, let us go out there and be the salt and the light. And may we put into practice what we have discussed and learned. Lift your countenance upon us, Father. Be gracious and give us peace throughout the day and the week. Help us to make a difference in this world for the glory of your name. In Jesus Christ's name, we believe and we pray. Amen.
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 All righty. Well, you guys have a blessed weekend. I'm asking for traveling mercies as I leave here on Tuesday evening. But I got at least 40 more hours so I can have some more fun.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
What time
are
you supposed to get back?
It'll be 8 o'clock you guys' time. So I reach out to Brian and let him know to pick me up at the airport.
Okay.
All right. Love you guys. And
love you too.
Same time next week. And if you can invite one more person, that would be awesome.
Amen.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
I know it's my stupid phone.